W Mobile.
Again, NC9B Mobile. Coming down towards your way. 290, actually.
Hey, hi, me. I'm right here at Wade Hampton now at 290. What are you doing out today?
Going back down to Anderson. Same old, same old. How about you? You get a long day or a short day?
Today we're headed up to that KOA Asheville East this afternoon. I get off at 12.
Okay. Well, maybe we could do lunch or something this weekend.
We're staying in the cabin up there. Swan Noah, granddaughter's coming over.
Well, hope you have a good time with that. I'm sure she'll have a ball.
Last grandkids that we've had to take from camping this year.
Over yet.
I'm just hoping my hunting island's still there for my September trip.
By out by then. They're pretty resilient down there. You know, all that sand, just water drains right through it.
A lot of the places down there in the parks opened back up today, but Hunting Island was opening for day use tomorrow, but not for camping.
I can't honestly say I've ever been there. I just don't live down there.
Bear Park Store and Lighthouse, the camp spots, and that's about it. The beach is, you know, just a natural beach with whatever, you know, logs washed up on it and everything. It's just that way.
Get a storm like that, and it's not much as the rain as it is the tides and the erosion, you know, all the hard waves beating on the beach and everything. That tends to rearrange everything.
This the next island up, Edisto, which you can, I mean, you can shoot a gun over to it. It's that close. They had a tornado.
And C9B. I like Edisto, but the flooding they showed on Edisto, it always floods there.
BFW. Yeah, we love Edisto, but man, it's hard to get in that part.
I want to get the one, like you said, the. You got the one that's actually on the beach itself, and you got the other one that's in the mosquito land. You don't want that one.
Well, we stayed there the very first time I went down there. I was like, oh, man, that ain't happening again.
Also around the September 2nd thing, I don't think we're going to be able to make that one.
If the park isn't open and they cancel on me, I may try to get in extra days down there at Santee.
Been chomping at the bit to go, and I paid my grandson to go clean up the mold off of it, so it's looking a little bit better, so I don't know, but it's just that's a long ride.
Long ride, I figured I'd just take my time, go on down there. Ain't no, fortunately, I don't have to be there till Sunday, so I'll pack up on Saturday and get everything ready where we can leave early on Sunday.
Been up at Asheville. Days do you plan on staying in Asheville?
Coming back on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
It's got to go back to school, and it's kind of a strange situation. The mom lives up there in Mars Hill, and she has three daughters, but two of them live with her, and one of them lives in Anderson with my son. So this weekend, the one from Anderson will be up there, so that's why we picked this weekend.
And all that. And I can't ever say I've ever been to that KOA up there. Is that a Swannanoa River Road where the KOA is?
Here, take 40 east. You don't go far, maybe 5 miles. And take a left and go down there. And the park is actually, the river runs right through the middle of the park.
So there, pay attention next time I go over that way. I've been to the KOA over there in, I guess it'd be Waynesville, between Waynesville and Canton, whatever. That was many, many moons ago. That was before we lived up here. We were living in Charleston at the time. had a trip up the Cherokee, and we camped at, we had a pop-up camper at that time, and we stayed at the KOA there, and right off of 1923.
That KOA West. Yeah, this one here, what it is, we, they have three fishing lakes there, and the one cabin, it's right on the lake. You walk out, and the lake's right there, so they like to fish, and the swimming pool's still open, so we should have a good time. KN4TSW.
Moved out and everything. You should. Hopefully I'll get my boat in the water this weekend. Not that I want to go on the weekend, but I definitely want to get the boat on the water before the season runs out. NC9B.
When I mean, yesterday in Spartanburg, man, it come a flood all day long. They said we got 5.3 inches was the estimate.
I know we had a lot yesterday. It just rained and rained all day, off and on.
Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Mr. Leon. I'm sorry.
No apologies needed, Jody. None needed whatsoever. Good morning. Good to hear you. And I was just saying that yeah, we got a lot of rain yesterday. So I don't know how much, wasn't tracking it, but yeah, we got a bunch. It was off and on all day.
And it was very light, just a little bit for about 5 minutes, and then I ate a little bit when I come home. And that was it. Just a drizzle.
Man, it poured down all day long, over 5 inches, and then here it is. It's not supposed to rain today, and it's raining on me now.
Falling to a round, Ken.
Don't rain this afternoon, right?
Troy. In the mud today?
Probably around here. Well, no, I don't have to work today. Today's my day off, so just doing some stuff around here. They had me doing some stuff yesterday with the motor grader that was... I ain't done that in a long time.
Neighbor had a motor grader, and that was the best thing on the road. When he come down and scrape the road, it was like, man, it was the best it's ever been. But he's since passed, and I don't know where the motor grader went, but it sure could use it right now.
And that's what I do. I do little things like that. I had to cut some 3 foot deep ditches yesterday with this grader, and didn't have much room to do it with. Couldn't lay it back. So there was sometimes I was, you know, it was a little bit sketchy on being on its side. Yes, sir. You know, even the guys walking alongside me started moving out of the way because it was getting too far over.
Access to a motor grader, and one of those things you I don't know, it's like a sickle bore or something. You can go by alongside the road, cut all the limbs back. I need one of those right now. And I need one to go to my 3-point hitch on my Massey Ferguson.
You have a sickle mower myself, just to be able to reach and cut along these ditch lines here at my house.
I move some of my equipment. Probably ought to. I've got an offset. I don't know what size mower it is. I've got a big offset one. And I got a 4-foot Bush Hog, Howell's brand, and straight blade. Thinking about putting the 4-foot Bush Hog on the back of the little Kubota. See how it does.
Heavy pasture work, a little finish mower for that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Got a 72 Big B finish mower. And the power lines with that, which is probably needs to be done right about now. But that's for sure.
Fun just to listen to them run. Kent, you out there, you like to do all that mowing too?
If I don't get my grass cut, I'm going to have to borrow one of you guys' Bush Hogs, I guess. It's like, man, it's just terrible. It, you know, it didn't grow, and then all of a sudden it set in raining, and now you just can't keep up with it. And then, of course, being gone camping every weekend doesn't help.
Trying to get in there between the raindrops instead of kind of a challenge.
Weedy.
My daughter borrowed my weed eater. I need to get that thing back.
Hey, I was, you know, that auto auction's right there behind my house, and they had an old, must have been a hit and miss motor running for, I don't know what they were running it on, but that's what it sounded like.
And I was probably brought big money. People just dying to get their hands on those things.
These new pickup trucks come by here sound like them hit and miss things.
Hear you. What did they use them for?
Hit and miss? They use them for sawmills, running grain, conveyors, all kinds of stuff.
You name it, cider.
Can't these go to one of them antique tractor shows?
Yeah, we're going to drag you out to one, Ken.
Hey, it must have been hooked to some kind of, you know, pretty substantial gearbox or something to be able to get enough power out of it.
You ever see the wheels those things spin? I think it was way a ton.
I could hear it, you know what I mean? And it, you know, it'd be like, and it just was, that's just what it sounded like, a hit and miss.
Got it running just to listen to it run.
You with it over there, because that's about the second or the third time I've heard it running over there.
I think he just had it out there running just to hear it.
I think they probably had it running just to draw people in.
I bought it. The previous owner had a hit-and-miss sawmill that set out towards the front of my place out here. I tried to get him to leave it, but he wouldn't.
I double with you. Sorry.
That's all right. So when I bought my place, I had a hit-and-miss sawmill out here in front of my house. I tried to get the previous owner to leave it, but he wouldn't.
And, they probably had that thing running just to draw the old people in. That's like a magnet for old-timers. That, though, Jody.
Love you. One more time. I didn't quite catch that.
Old-timers, Ken, and you probably didn't know anything about big old-timers or old-timers in C9B.
Probably fall right in between you guys.
KM4MUF.
Jody.
XY.
Sorry, I doubled again.
And in here to say good morning. Y'all be careful out there, and I'll try and jump in here again in a minute or two. KF4NXY.
Good to hear you this morning, David. KN4KFW.
Mr. David, KF4MUF. Good to hear you out here, brother.
Yeah, good to hear you, David. Forget it. Talking about hit and miss motors. That might draw you in there. Hitting C9B.
Y'all talking about cutting grass, and with all this rain, it's been growing like crazy over here, too. I've been having to get out there every few days with the mower and cut it. So. But y'all have a good day, and I'm working on my second cup of coffee. KF4NXY.
Enjoy your day. Stay safe and stay dry out there. KM4MUF.
KM4TFW.
Hey, David. Have a great day. Hopefully catch you in here shortly. And C9B. Fellas, I'm almost here at work, so I want to have to sign with you here shortly.
Well, out there too, Mr. Leon, and be safe with them crazy people on the road nowadays.
Leon, be safe on that, and enjoy the sunshine today. KN4TFW.
Oh, have a great day, too. Good to hear you, Jody. You too, Ken. 73, and hopefully talk to y'all later. And Ken, have a good camping trip if I don't talk to you before. NC9B.
Is it on your camping trip today or tomorrow?
We just running up there east of Nashville to Swannoa to the KOA. We rented a little cabin right there on one of their lakes. We got two granddaughters that haven't taken camping this year, so we're going to do that while they're out of school for the weekend.
Nice. Well, that sounds like you'll have fun with that.
Pool will be still open, and they like to fish, and the cabin is right on the lake, so that'll be good. Well, it's about a, I don't know, looks like maybe a 20 or 30 acre lake.
You know, especially the weather should be real nice for it this weekend. A little warm for me, but it'll be nice.
It's supposed to be in the low 60s up there. Making s'mores, maybe it'll be a little bit cooler. That making s'mores in a campfire at 90 degrees, what cutting it.
That'll make you sit back a little bit.
So 4 HKX.
Okay,
must be on your base station there.
I am. Everybody else clear out of there already?
Excuse me.
Morning, Mr. Patrick, KF4MUF.
Hope both of y'all having a good start to your day.
We're here. I haven't heard Andrew this morning, though. Usually he's the only one I catch on Friday morning.
Here, working on my second cup and just enjoying the morning.
I've just been up for a few minutes. I've been listening for about 10 minutes. But enjoying the first cup of water.
Coffee drinker, right? Spartanburg, we got 5.3 inches, they were calling it on the TV this morning. I knew it was, he'd come a flood all day long.
That over there, it was just a nice steady little drizzle in Greenville and Greer there where I was at. So it was a nice day.
You know, we didn't, got a couple, a little bit of a drizzle in Anderson and a little bit on my way home yesterday, and that's all we got.
Rained all day up here yesterday. It's got some pretty heavy rain during the day throughout. Come and go.
Nope, we didn't hardly get nothing. So it was actually, it was cloudy, overcast, and a pretty much a nice day, but that was about it. So it was nice.
It never got out of the low 70s, right?
That's for sure.
Yesterday it tore up a couple of umbrellas there at work. We had some sitting by the door, and yeah, they just folded up.
It was something else yesterday. They sneak up out of nowhere and blow you around in the road.
Wade Hampton work at night because Susan said there wasn't any lane closures, by 7 that morning.
They come through and put all the signs up and everything like that. I think it was because of the rain. They didn't work on it yesterday. They've been doing all that during the day. I don't know what it is, but I'm glad they didn't have it blocked off yesterday because that would have been a mess.
Didn't do anything fun today?
Nothing fun that I can tell. I got a bunch of errands I need to run. Got to catch up with the distributor up here at the house and take some stuff back to him that I had to borrow. And I was going to try to work on an excursion. I got a little bit of maintenance I need to do to it, but it's supposed to rain up here. I don't know if I'm going to get it done, and then we got that business meeting tomorrow, so I won't get it done then. Try to figure out some time to do it.
How'd the paint job turn out?
That's still my pickup truck. I'm still waiting on all that. We run into a little snafu, waiting on a few little parts.
You had a pickup.
97 F-350 crew cab. It's got the 7.3 in it, but right now it's in pieces, waiting to be parted or painted. So just waiting on the part to get here to try to finish things up and to cool down a little bit so that he can get in the boot to paint it for HKX. Joey, what are you getting into this weekend?
Not a lot. Just kind of tinkering around here some and see what happens and what comes up. You doing maintenance on vehicles and just, you know, mowing grass and stuff like that.
I just want to know on Sunday it'll be grass cutting for me.
Get that done, but I don't know if it's going to dry out enough up here.
Put a snorkel on your mower and just go ahead and cut it anyway.
Just sleep out there?
Kind of hanging out.
Not right now, hey. Mag mount NMO, put this antenna back up on the top where the car ain't in the way.
Last car has put that little mag mount with that Larson antenna on it at MNO.
Figure out a way to put that little Tar Heel antenna on my excursion. With the way the barn doors work on the back, you got the two fiberglass doors on the bottom, and then you got that glass that lifts up. I don't know hadn't figured out how I want to mount that yet or what's going to be the best way.
It's a hard one. You have to sit back and look at that one, right?
With the receiver hitch going, you know, out to the side and mounting it out there.
I've seen that, but I don't know if I want to do that because then it's down so low, it really won't do any good.
You can do like I see them do in Australia and put it out there on the front bumper.
They use that big 210-inch whip out there like that. I don't know about that.
I poke holes through the roof, stick it up there.
It's ripped off. The ones I got up there now hit stuff bad enough.
Yeah, I can see that getting ripped off, tearing a hole through your roof. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, just the trees are perfectly cut for their car to drive through it or, you know, trucks. I hit trees all the time, tree limbs. The ones on the tool truck are beat all to pieces where they get tree limbs.
One, like, cherry tree there in the subdivision, and it's got a big branch that comes out, and it kind of angles upwards, but somebody was too close to the curb, and I mean, I see they peel the bark right off of it, so probably didn't do their truck any good.
Surprised at how many people don't pay attention to the trees, and they try to flag me on through. Like I can drive through the trees, and I'm like,
you
got to move out of the way.
Thanks for helping me make it in, and you guys have an awesome day and awesome weekend. I'll catch you again probably on Monday, KN4TFW.
And I double with you there a little bit, but you have a good weekend, and look forward to talking to you Monday, KO4HK.
Good weekend. Enjoy your camping trip. 7-3 from KO4MUF. But Mr. Patrick, you're right. They don't pay attention to the height of your vehicle.
So does the state, because they need to trim their trees out of the roadways.
You can go down the road and look and see how high a semi-truck is, because they're always clearing the branches for you.
They get away with not having to pay for the damage.
Just tell you that you don't need to drive down that road.
I live on the road that I have to go to. Some of them, I've had them, I said, call the state or the county. If it's a county road, call the county and make them get out here and trim the trees, or I'm not going to come in here. I mean, that's just the way it is going to be.
Lure into the other lane because it's not safe, and if it's too low, they need to come out and trim them.
I mean, finally they come out and trimmed one of them there the other day. It was nice getting in there this week without having to dodge trees and drive through yards.
I can understand that, because it seems like about every time I haul that big track hoe, it's the same thing. I'm watching the trees up ahead or the motor grader on the low boy. I'm always watching trees so I don't try to bust any windshields or hit the cabs.
Snap-on guy busted his windshield a while back. Tree limb hit it.
Proud.
Those trucks ain't cheap. There's $1,000 better.
Yes, sir. You gotta have them. Cab sticks 4 foot over your, not your cab, but your box sticks 4 foot over your cab. And so, you know, if you hit the windshield, you're gonna be beating the hell out of your box.
That's for sure. And I won't do it. I'll try to keep the tree limbs off. That way I'm not tearing my investment up. Because not going to do it. And I've had guys get mad because I wouldn't come down in there, but I'm like, not going to do it. Why should I tear my investment up like that for your $20?
You're just thinking that too. I said, man, that's a big investment for your little pity change that I got to come in here and get it for you. One thing, but still, man, it's not worth beating your stuff up.
Jay, I'm going to hop off here so I can try to get my day going. Good to talk to you this morning. And look forward to talking to you on down the log. Hope you have a great weekend. You're missing it. And enjoy your day. KO4HK. And I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, man.
Thank you for- for the conversation. It was a good one this morning. Enjoyed it. And as usual, it's always good talking with you, Patrick. We'll catch you out here later on. Give the missus a hug from us, and enjoy your day. 73 from KF4MUF.